The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? To tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. And Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, welcome everyone. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Father Dave Harvey, one of the retirees of the diocese. And my last stint as an active pastor was 34 years in Fenton at St. John's. So I've been here before, and it's always a joy to get back here. And people will say, "I think you retired too early." And I have to remind them that just last Thursday, I celebrated my 80th birthday. So I have been blessed with health to this day. So I'm very, very grateful and able to be here this morning with you. Some years ago, a group of priests were traveling to Rome, and on the way over on the airplane, I read in the paper that Mother Teresa was hospitalized in one of the Roman hospitals and with her chronic heart condition. And a couple days later, Bishop Sullivan said to me, "Dave, let's go over and visit Mother Teresa in the hospital." And I said, "Oh yeah, we're going to get in to see Mother Teresa, all right." Well, we did. We took a cab over to the hospital, went to the desk, and they ushered us to her room. She was just completing a holy hour with some of her sisters in the room with her. And the chaplain happened by at the end of her holy hour and said, "Have you gentlemen celebrated Mass yet? Would you like to do so for Mother Teresa?" And we said, "Yes, we would like to." So we had the chance opportunity to celebrate the Eucharist on her hospital tray at the end of her bed. And I became fascinated with her, this little shriveled Albanian woman was so alive and so full of questions. And at the end of Mass, she began asking about various things that were happening in the States. So I became very fascinated and decided to do some serious reading from her voluminous writings. In one of those writings, as she's speaking about our attitude towards one another and being present to one another, Pope Francis talks about that a lot. Our presence to each other. She says, "Speak tenderly to them, those that you're serving and taking care of. Let there be kindness in your face, in your eyes, in your smile, in the warmth of your greeting. Always have a cheerful smile. Don't give your care, but your heart as well. Don't give your care, but your heart as well." Living the gospel as a disciple of Jesus isn't just about providing service to someone in need, but sharing something of ourselves as we serve. It's the difference, perhaps, between giving someone a bag of groceries and inviting that person to a meal you have lovingly prepared. Hospitality isn't just about opening the door, but opening our hearts as we encounter one another. In the guise of three wayfarers, the God who has promised Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky or the sands on the seashore, assures the aging and childless Abraham and his wife Sarah that they will have a son within the year. Abraham's hospitality for three strangers is lavish, And everyone gets involved in welcoming them and providing a banquet for hundreds. All enjoy the feast together. Considering that Sarah baked about 60 pounds of bread before the water is added, and the steer dressed out well over 700 pounds, we are asked what happened to all the leftovers. No doubt Abraham invited the whole neighborhood to share his good news that he and Sarah would have a child of their own. Abraham's hospitality and that of his household made possible this special encounter with God. St. Luke takes us to another banquet scene this morning, though on a much smaller scale, in the home of Martha and Mary. Jesus had responded to the dinner invitation of his friends. Here there seems to be no man of the house and no servants. Martha seems to do it all, inviting, shopping, preparing, and serving. A combo of tasks that seems overwhelming. Mary assumes the position of a learner, a disciple at the feet of Jesus. And while Martha bangs more than one pot in her frustration in the kitchen, Mary has learned to tune out her sister's complaint while she sits and listens to Jesus, only to hear Jesus say, "Mary has chosen the one thing necessary. She has chosen the better part." Martha's major error was to let the menu overshadow her encounter with Jesus. Martha was doing something very good and very necessary as she demonstrated her respect by serving a wonderful meal. But the menu, you see, has eclipsed the guest. And the very reason for inviting Jesus to her home in the first place, for all her generosity and hard work, it really didn't matter who was there, because she focused on serving the wonderful food rather than encountering her present guest. What are we to make of these readings? First, they are a reminder for you and me to be fully present and generous to whoever comes our way, as Mother Teresa reminded us. Abraham shows that the welcome we offer to a stranger is the welcome we offer to God. And Martha would probably tell us that she learned that service that is not intensely personal misses the point. Now, friends, you and I have a chance at this table to personally encounter the Jesus who comes to share his very self with us in the bread he breaks with us and the cup he shares with us. And so, let our amen, we proclaim, be not only a sincere amen, but may it allow us to truly become what we eat, the living body of Christ, sent to serve the world.